Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. And today, the Man of Steel tells a story. A wondrous story of the planet Krypton and how he, Superman, came to Earth. Almost a year ago, as some of you will remember, a flaming meteor fell out of the sky and landed in an open field in a suburb of Metropolis. Brought to the Metropolis Museum by Dr. John Whistler, a famous meteorologist, it was discovered to be a piece of kryptonite, a fragment of the shattered planet Krypton. Sent to interview Dr. Whistler at the museum, Clark Kent, in reality Superman, discovered to his horror that if he approached within a distance of 10 feet of the strange green glowing meteor, he lost all his strength. Panic-stricken, he influenced Whistler to seal the meteor in a private vault. But now the meteorologist is dead, and Kent is fearful lest the vault be opened and the dangerous piece of kryptonite fall into strange hands. As we continue now, Lois Lane and Editor Perry White are at Kent's apartment, where Kent is about to tell them why he seems so worried. Listen.
This is a strange story you're about to hear. I just hope I can trust you to let it go no further.
Now, don't be a fool, Kent. What is it?
Well, it concerns Superman.
Superman?
Yes. As you may or may not know, Superman was the only survivor of the planet Krypton when it exploded in space many years ago. He came to Earth as an infant and grew up to discover that he had strange and unusual powers. I mean, he had impenetrable skin and tremendous strength and the ability to withstand fire and flame. He also had the power to leap great distances and to sustain himself in midair. Oh, perhaps I better go back and tell you the whole story, huh?
What story?
The story of how Superman came to Earth, Chief.
What?